listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Notice a light click on.
Okay, we haven't seen a single sign of movement in over an hour.
The light turns off.
Can I walk up to the window?
Dare you crit fail?
No! Head smacks against the window with a resounding thud. Longo, Fed's on the scene, buddy. Who you believe to be Doug Caliburn is staring directly at you through the window. Hey! Footsteps behind you fast.
Stop!
His arms start to bend, somehow lengthen. Starting from the tip of his fingers, they blacken.
I shoot him right in the fucking face.
And then he fucks your heart, and that's how you die.
No, that's the thing.
That's
We never saw him blow his load. He's been edging this entire time.
Oh my
time.
God!
That's when he was breathing real deep at the window. That's what he was doing.
It's gonna hit you like a fire. It's gonna hit you like a fire hydrant times 100. It's just gonna go straight through you.
It's been off.
This whole campaign's been an edge session
for him. When edgers become gooners, God cries. Bitch. Alex, I'm glad that you showed up. I don't think you're going to be here long, but hopefully you can enjoy what is probably going to be the last few minutes of your life.
Whoa.
I know I said it last week that, or maybe this was 2 weeks ago, that I had a bad day at work and I'm ready to take it out on you. I had a really, really good day at work today.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to see how that goes. Still planning on taking it out on you. Just, I don't know. I feel like I've gone too easy on you fellas.
Fuck, man. Well, thanks for having me tonight as a fucking guest spectator.
Could I please have a recap of the last session?
I'll list the next thing in my notes. Right? Seems to be the mouth and closed eyes of woman. Doug waves his hand, and all the cops he came with kill themselves.
The fuck?
Well, before that, he jerked off on the body. He's doing a lot of weird, sick bastard shit.
He jerked his rat. But he edged
it. Fucking goon.
We don't know that. We haven't checked. We'll never see. We'll never know.
Gun to your head. Did he reach completion?
Yeah.
Shit's fucking stupid. Shit is fucking. This shit is so dumb.
You're in a good mood today?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy's also got a guy in his brain. So, like.
It's like I just immediately think of Plankton up in SpongeBob.
Like, if Roy goes home.
Shut your mouth, you mediocre clarinet player.
Yeah. Dude. I don't even think it would work if Roy
fucking
goes home.
Plankton.
What's he going to do? Like, just live the rest of his life with Weiss just in there? Just being like. Weiss would be upset.
You're doing this for Weiss?
No.
No.
No, but I mean, there is some aspect of like, all right, let's get this fucking dude out of my head. And also, you know, he chose to put Weiss in his head for a reason.
And also, to talk on that, you as players probably have a better understanding of just based off of what your characters have interacted with Roy, that there's some shit going on with Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, kind of glossing that over, but that is a big thing that just kind of was brought up, mentioned, talked about a little bit. And I feel like you as players are more so inferring and drawing out of certain either actions or things said by Roy or even things said by Alex about what's going on with Roy. But yeah, there's some shit going on.
Yeah.
Can't just go home.
Right.
You're kind of stuck in this.
Yeah, if he goes home, he's still in it, you know? So also the chickens at the house.
Dude, that fucking motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about him. I don't even live there. I'm thinking about him, dude.
Because you cannot quantify Like, yes, we put a number to it. You cannot quantify sanity loss. That is not, you can't put a number to how much tax has been taken out of my mental fortitude. Can't do it. Although we try.
What's your sanity sitting on right now?
Third breaking point? What is this, fourth? Gone through like 8 rewrites in the last like fucking 2 months. I cannot wait. I cannot wait until, I don't want this to end because I'm really enjoying this. I flip back and forth, but I cannot, I cannot wait until we wrap it up and I'm able to tell you guys all of like the behind the scenes stuff, because there's some really, really funny things that I want to talk about. One thing that I do want to mention, D&D coming up. I'm going to talk about it every week. I'm going to bring it up. How you guys feeling? What you guys thinking? Any thoughts going on there? I got those books over there. The ones that were right on, that you were looking at. That's third-party material. Okay, that's Kobold Press. All right? Those aren't sanctioned by Wizards of the Coast. We're not supposed to use those.
Fuck Wizards of the Coast.
Fuck Wizards of the Coast, first of all. Second of all, we're not going to use those. We're going to use some of them. We're going to use some of them. But the two, and I'm looking at them and they're staring right into my fucking heart. Deep Magic Volume 1 and Volume 2 have over 1,000 new spells. They're all very strong. So, when we build characters, we will only use Wizards of the Coast sanctioned spells. But if you play as a spellcaster, you will have the opportunity during the campaign to possibly find some of these stronger spells. So I'm going to have them as spells for sale or learning them in ancient tombs and shit like that, because some of them are really fucking strong, really busted. But some of them are really cool and really creative, and I really, really like them. But I don't want you guys to, especially when we're getting used to D&D again, to be using these really complicated, really strong spells right off the jump. So I will have them available in the campaign for you guys to find through the story or anything that you guys do, quests or whatever, you know. Anything else for this recap? I think we got it all. I'm nervous. I haven't been this nervous for a session in a really long time.
I have no program points.
Just want everyone to know that. No program points.
So, in the frigid January cold, Roy McNeil finds himself face to face with Captain Doug Caliburn. Roy and Ray have just watched Caliburn's arms jolt, shift, seemingly crack in erratic motions. They've stretched, lengthened to reach the ground. In the silence of the cold, Roy can hear from this distance the sound of bones cracking as these elongated limbs blacken. Trembling from fear or the cold, Roy raises his gun, aims for Caliburn's head, and pulls the trigger. Roll firearms.
Oh shit, that don't count. I didn't look. (laughs) 59 on a 45.
A gunshot rings out, piercing the otherwise quiet night. A last-second twitch sends it firing far right, hitting a nearby street lamp and embedding itself in the wood. Caliburn looks towards you, and then upwards, staring at the clear night sky, upward towards the stars far above. A whisper, carried across the quiet night, asks, "Why didn't you stop?" Jerry, you're awoken to the sound of a gunshot. Look quickly to your left to see Caleb opening the driver door. Ray in the passenger seat, snapping photos. One at a time, starting with Caleb. What are the next actions you take? We are entering combat.
Turn to Jerry. Where is... Where's Roy in relation to the car?
He is probably about 20 feet off to the right side of the car.
And where's Doug in relation to the van?
About 10 feet in front of Roy.
What, closer to the van?
No, in front of Roy. Roy has his back to the van.
Got it. Got it. I was thinking the van was backed up the other way. Got it. have my gun ready. Door open. With some cover. And I want to turn to Jerry. And say, dude, if you're going to use that thing, whatever's in you, we need it now.
For clarity purposes, the van. The van has the door on the right side, the passenger side. Roy is off of the right side of the van, about 20 feet. In front of him, another 10 feet, who you believe to be Doug Caliber. You open the driver door, doesn't really provide cover because you're already in front of the engine block. The car's juxtaposed. So if you're in the passenger seat, looking out the right window, like Ray is, he can see directly at Roy and Doug.
Okay, then kind of still with the opportunity to get in or out, but position myself in the car where, I don't know if I could do that in this turn, but get the keys into the ignition.
Okay.
If they're not already.
What do you guys think you guys did with the keys? Because I know that Ray is in the passenger seat. Would you be in the driver's seat or would you be in the back?
I was in the driver's seat.
In the driver's seat? Yeah. Sleeping, like laying back?
I figured I was just like this, dude.
Okay. So you open it directly to see Jerry in the driver's seat.
Yeah, then and the side that I'm on doesn't have the door.
Correct.
Got it. Then yeah, getting in a position where I can climb in this car if I need to, if I need to dive over Jerry to get in.
You might be able to squeeze through the back.
But yeah, telling him start the car, but we need you.
Ray, what are you doing?
So in this moment that Doug is like just staring at the fucking sky, like whispering.
Okay. Still with his arms kind of cracking and like almost like it's coming out of him and they're black, dark, dark black.
But at this exact moment, he's not making any outward attack.
Correct.
Okay. I want crank windows in this bitch. Yeah. I crank it down. As soon as I get it to crack, I yell, Roy, get the fuck in here! Let's go! And then I say that, I keep rolling, and I keep taking pictures, and like, you know, I'm like, looking at the sky, getting everything.
Jerry.
I turn the car on.
Turn the car on, key in the ignition. It sputters. You are still actively trying to start the car, but in this turn, it is sputtering. It's Doug's turn.
Can I roll luck for it to start?
On your next turn, maybe.
No, let me start. I'm going to start this next turn.
Now, to understand where you are parked, where you're situated in this parking, Doug, and you guys ran this way, is positioned blocking the entrance and exit. He's still standing. It's a very wide exit. To either side of him are like these continuous simple wooden fences that kind of wrap in the park. So you guys pulled in through here to park and came out, walked around to get to the bush and to look at the house or the apartment. Doug, who at this point you notice is wearing the same clothes as the first time you saw him. He begins to shake at the knees, his arms like taffy. They flip over in the back of his hands against the asphalt, his palms facing up. Now this may be long-winded, but please understand that as you experience this, it happens very, very quickly. The sound echoes from him snapping, cracking, and crunching. His legs, same as his arms, they begin to stretch. As his pants rip, his lower half extends backwards and rises up. His back lengthening as he's on all fours, nearly 4 or 5 feet off the ground. His midsection rises up and, like a balloon, inflates, enlarges, and each individual rib snaps and shatters. His clothes tear from him with a ghastly, deep thud. He seems to pop. completely naked, deformed. His skin has quickly blackened to match his arms. Dark as a black car's new paint job, and kind of shiny like that too, reflective in that way. His head, still hanging back, rigid, looking up, slowly retracts into what's left of his neck. Before you, a horrible, unexplainable monstrosity, a massive mound of black flesh, with four lanky limbs sticking out beneath it, like a potato balancing on four toothpicks. Quadrupedal, large, and now making very slight, erratic movements, shuffling in place. It produces a horrible, horrible chittering sound before punctuating its appearance with the opening of a mouth. Sharp rows of teeth adorn a gigantic vertical mouth as its underside opens. It steadies itself on its hind legs, lifting its front legs off the ground and faces the mouth directly towards you. Its front appendages quickly lengthen downward, helping to keep it upright while still balanced. The mouth opens wider, and from within, as if pushed forward from inside, the head of a stone statue, a sculpture bust of a woman with a neutral expression whose eyes are covered by a sculpted cloth. This mouth's uvula. Roy, what do you do? I know that's a big ask. This thing is massive.
The head has recessed into its onto its shoulders, right?
It is just simply this massive, dark, black mound of flesh risen off the ground. Four legs, and it's just kind of chittering, just kind of scampering.
This entire time, has it, even while it was changing, did it move towards me at all, or has it stayed?
It seems to be standing pretty still. Just moving in place. Yeah. Ray furiously snapping photos. Any question about this thing's appearance, please ask.
Does this
when you say mound, like, is it like, does it look like a fucking big wad of meat with legs?
And it's hard to see where the edges of it are or where its flesh folds over on itself like a fat person's fupa, but because it's black, it's hard to see the edges.
You said it's like 4 or 5 feet in the air, so like the legs are like...
Just the legs are 4 or 5 feet off the ground.
And then how... Then what about the mass?
Maybe another 4 or 5 feet.
Okay. So it's got long-ass legs.
Imagine a dark black tumor on skinny little legs.
With a mouth?
With a
copy
gaping,
that,
massive maw.
I'm on the same page now.
Does Weiss have any knowledge? Like, does Weiss see this and, like... Does it make any sense with his studies?
Weiss isn't there. You look for him. He's not there.
Even if I try to bring him out.
And you feel something has untethered itself. Something is not connected between you two right now.
I start to shuffle back, and as I do one last time, I want to aim for this for the fucking uvula. And I want to fire.
Roll firearms.
Jesus Christ. 96 on a 45.
Another gunshot rings out. Hits the ground. Large target at this point now. Fairly hard to miss.
That's fucked up. Roy turns and fucking sprints back to the van.
Your action was taking a shot. Top of the round, we're going back to Caleb. Would you realistically see this from where you are? I'm trying to think in my head.
I'm looking straight through and through. Well, I could probably see through the passenger window,
yes,
correct?
Yes, then you would, yeah.
I want to get over top of Jerry, if I can. My goal is to get to this side door and open it up.
From the inside?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to take you some time to crawl over Jerry. That would probably be your action is like active because Jerry's frantic trying to start the car. You're climbing over him and...
You fucker, dude.
Are you cool with that being your action?
Would it be quicker to go through the back?
No.
Does it feel like I'm going to hinder his ability to turn the car on if I go over him.
I don't know if you would make that distinction in this short period of time.
Okay.
I can't tell you yes or no. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
then I'm not sure.
Then then it just seems like I wouldn't be changing what I'm doing.
Okay.
And yeah, trying to get to that door, but also just screaming at Jerry that I don't think guns are going to do a thing. We need you, whatever was in Golden King.
Roll athletics.
Six on a 30.
Nice. You feel like you're not going to hinder his ability to start the car. That is your action, though. Raymond Hoyt.
Can I effectively, like, be able to focus on and take better pictures of specifically trying to shoot at the uvula, like this stone statue?
Sure. Yeah, you're able to do that if that's what you want to do for your action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You kind of.
I'm kind of
focus in, get the right angle, and. You get a very, very, what you believe to be a very, very decent shot of it.
Okay.
Jerry.
First of all, I want to answer Caleb. Jerry's like, I don't know how to control it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm like nervously like trying to turn on the car.
Roll drive.
But.
Okay, you start the car.
Is the window still cracked?
Yes. But that is your action.
Okay.
The creature begins to step towards you, Roy. Slowly. And it is a very, very uncomfortable sight to see these skinny legs holding this thing up. 10 feet from you. Maybe clears that in 2-3 steps. And just looks over you. And you just feel the heat emanating from this mouth that is probably like right close to your face. And you can see the statue and you're staring at it. Roll sanity.
Forty-two on a 36.
You're gonna lose 1 point of sanity.
Alright. I've broken.
Huh. Second breaking point?
Yeah.
It's going to try to bite you. Fuck. Now, you may, if you so choose, roll to dodge this, but that will take away your action for your next turn.
Okay. So, visually, what am I seeing knowing that it's trying to bite me? Like, where is it?
The jaws are closing.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to try to... I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try and shuffle backwards, closer to the van.
Okay, kind of like fall on your butt or physically move backwards?
Physically...
Take steps backwards?
Backwards, yeah.
Okay. Now, if you just want to fall to your butt...
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be dodge. If you want to actually backpedal, it'll be dodge and athletics.
All right, I'll just... Oh, fuck, man. My dodge is 30%. Yeah, I'll just dodge. I'm just gonna dodge. I want to roll on my ass.
Roll dodge.
Fuck. 39 on a 30.
Fuck.
Anyone who's watching watches.
Fuck.
Roy. It almost looks as if his knees give out as he falls directly on his hindquarters. Roy, as you're falling, the teeth do close. The only thing left for it to grab onto is your left hand. You're going to take 6 points of damage as it bites your left hand cleanly off.
Right.
A surge of pain as a spurt of blood comes out deeply. The cut, with whatever experience you have in this field, it's probably better that it was this clean, but that was sharp. That was too sharp. Not jagged. A clean perforation. You look to the stump on your left hand. Caleb.
Where am I in the car?
You are... halfway between, you're in the back. I'll say you're in the back with that athletics roll, yes.
Would it be a full action just to open the door?
Yes.
That's just a full action. Can't get a bonus action?
No such thing. Something that you could do shortly in this reasonable amount of time. So I would say opening the door would be one, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think my goal... just open this door, and how, when I do open it, how far are these two from me?
Probably about 10, 20 feet. And you open the door, correct? Or no? Make a decision now.
Yes, I open the door.
You open the door, it shutters open, jung, 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 and you see, you didn't see it before because you were crawling over Jerry, Roy, sitting on the ground, clutching a bloodied stump. That's your action.
Can I respond to Jerry?
Sure.
Just, you know, it works when it threatens you. It's just, it's something in you.
Ray.
Did he get his hand bitten off on this current turn? I'm about to witness it, or I just have witnessed
it? You have witnessed it.
Okay, so presuming I was taking pictures of it while it was happening.
It's important that he took a picture of you getting your hand bitten off. Yes, you got pictures of it.
And the window's open. I want to put my camera down and take my pistol out, my service weapon.
Yep.
And I want to shoot right at the mouth of this thing.
The mouth is closed at this point. You still want to shoot at it?
Yeah, I'll shoot at the body. But, you know.
Sure.
It's a huge mass.
Roll firearms.
Right? Yeah.
What color is the mass?
Black.
Everything's black.
Black.
43 on a 50.
A gunshot rings out from the van as the bullet pierces, and you can see Ray, Roy, Caleb probably too. The bullet hits, and a spurt of black liquid shoots out, and it kind of shudders to the side a little bit, reacting to perhaps pain.
As soon as I shoot, I just want to scream, "Come on, Ray! Roy! Fuck! Oh my god!
That fuck was still in character.
Fuck.
It was.
Jerry, the car is started.
All right, after Caleb says that, Jerry just says, Jerry, like, looks at him and then says, "You get in the fucking driver's seat then," and I get out.
You get out?
Yeah.
You get out of the driver door?
Yeah, I get out of the driver's seat.
We're fucked.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fucked already, so you're welcome, bro.
Is that my action?
That's your action.
All right.
The creature steps over you, still writhing in pain, I imagine, and walks towards the van. Okay. It closes the distance rather quickly, and now it is positioned in front of you, Caleb. Probably about 5 feet, as you hear this lumbering just thud. These legs are very skinny, but they make very loud sounds when they walk. And it's just right in front of you, and you can see the red positioned against the black of its skin, just kind of running down either side of this giant mouth. And that's its turn. Roy, it is behind you, about 5 feet.
Roy is honestly right now, as the hand's getting off, just shock. Just like speechless, fucking like pupils like completely filling his eyeballs. Shocked. Quiet. So when Doug walks...
I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Roll sanity.
.48 on a 35.
You're still going to lose 2 points of sanity.
Okay.
Amputation is a primal fear, and you are not special.
Yeah. So while the thing starts walking to the trailer, or to the van, is it walking over top of me?
Yeah, you are under
over
it.
Top of me.
Mm-hmm.
So now the thing is between me and the van.
Yeah. You're probably looking up at its undercarriage. Like, you could probably see if your head is tilted back. It's okay. Not far from you.
How close to the van can I get in my turn? If I sprint?
You get up?
Yeah.
Probably to the back.
And this thing's walking towards the front?
It's between you and the side, the right side.
I see Jerry has stepped out of the vehicle.
You do not. You're on the right side, the driver's side's on the left side. You have no idea that he got out.
All right. I just get up and sprint to the back of the van.
Okay. Sprinting to the back of the van. Yeah. Caleb.
Great. So this thing, I mean...
Right in front of you now.
It's round, sort of?
A potato shape?
I'm picturing that, you know, from the SpongeBob movie, where it's the ice cream lady, and then she turns, and it's a big monster.
Exactly kind of.
That's about. What I'm picturing. Something that has like a round mouth, not like a snout.
No, this is basically the mouth itself is on the midsection of the creature, much as it was on the midsection of who you believe to be Douglas Caliburn.
Yeah.
So it is on the midsection of it.
So my question is more. Would I think that if I got to like the back of the van that these jaws wouldn't be able to get me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there what gun would I only have my service weapon?
I believe there are a decent amount of firearms in the back here.
That's what I'm saying. Would I be able to pick one up and shoot it where I'm at right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, and moving to where I don't think this thing's
Would they be loaded? Probably. You guys are on edge. I imagine all your weapons are loaded. Would you be able to find one? Probably. There are several back here. Two probablys sounds like a luck roll to me. Do you think that's fair? I don't care what you think.
Yeah, I mean, but if I can't reach that, I had my service weapon on me when we went out there to clean the blood.
Absolutely. You have your service weapon on you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So if I can't find this, it's not like I fumble and stumble and lose the bag and
yes.
Die.
Sure.
All right. Why not roll luck then? That's a 62 on a 39, and no, don't even ask the question because I'm not going to do it.
Before I tell you that, or before you answer that, would you like to know the damage for a pistol versus a shotgun?
Oh, yeah.
It's 1d10 versus 2d10.
Yep, I'm going to re-roll on luck.
Okay.
What am I rolling at?
Well, first, you're going to lose... 4 points of luck.
Okay. Oh, that's a 30 on a 35.
Oh, baby! Oh, you get that shotgun.
Do I see him get it if I'm at the back of the van?
Would you be looking in the back?
Oh, absolutely.
Through the window?
Roy's running to the back.
Yeah, you see him. You see him grab a shotgun.
Okay. Okay, I want to shoot this thing.
Roll firearms.
Is there any advantage for it being just this gaping thing?
So essentially what this firearms roll is just to see if you're able to handle the weapon properly in order to get it in a position to fire it. High adrenaline, blood pumping. Can you get this shotgun up and fire?
Okay.
Roll firearms.
I'm going to use program point, my last program point.
Please do.
Uh, That's 34 and a 44.
Don't we love that?
Hit on the second one, too.
Let's go, Caleb.
Also, roll sanity. Seeing this thing this close. Ray, also, roll sanity, please.
It's an 85 on a 34.
Ooh, 27 on a 44.
Okay, Ray, you're going to lose 1 point of sanity.
Yeah.
Caleb, you're going to lose 3.
And I'm assuming I'm not, like, aiming for something specific. It's just that.
The max.
Yeah, that's right in front of me. Okay.
Yes. Gunshot rings out. Everyone who is in the van, which I believe is only just Caleb and Ray, ears ringing as... I don't want to scream in the mic. Gunshot rings out. You load one another one in. Click, click. You are sprayed with a covering of viscera that has erupted from the holes you have put in this creature with this buckshot. It reacts to the pain and stumbles backwards, probably gives about 1 to 2 feet gap, kind of pulling itself away from the edge of the van. It lets out this hissing sound, this as it steps backwards. Do you say anything? Jerry, outside the van. Roy, who I'm not sure if you would know, is behind the van. Ray in the passenger seat.
Yeah, maybe I said it before I fired that I'm not getting to the front, Jerry.
You hear that kind of yelled out from within the van. Ray, you're up.
How accessible would I have to go into the back to get the rifle? I have to, like, or is it, like, the kind of thing where I can, like, reach down if I'm in the seat?
I'll say this. No matter what, it's either going to take one action or two actions. So, what I will say is it'll take two actions to get in the back seat, get the shotgun. It'll take one action if you say, Caleb, hand me a shotgun, and I'll allow him to do that for free at the beginning of his turn. Granted, it takes up your turn here.
I'll just shoot right now.
Okay, so now you can see the side of it. What was that?
I still have generally the same, like, area of target, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like the same mass.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take a shot.
I put my dice away like you guys are done. Okay. Gunshot rings out. This bullet hits it in its side, and so it's walking backwards off of this shotgun blast, and now it kind of gets pushed to the side a little bit as another spurt comes out. It looks hobbled, reacting almost to that gunshot. The mouth opens again with like a think about how quickly a bear trap closes. That's how quickly this opens with this whoosh, as it opens up and you can see the teeth.
Okay.
And the statuette inside.
I know I did fire for the turn, but I fired last turn. I'm not trying to get an extra action. Considering it was so quick, can I also, I don't want to say a perception check, but I want to really like visually inspect this thing, you know, try and deduce, like, okay, two shots, a point-blank shotgun shot, a lot of ooze has come out of it. Is it appear to be even, like, weakened, slowed down in the slightest, or things about to change? You know,
I'll give you this. You are beginning an analysis of it that I will give you at the beginning of your next turn.
Okay.
Jerry.
I imagine that I kind of like moved.
You kind of went to the back, and now it's kind of pushed its way almost that way.
Do I see it?
You see the back of it.
So I don't see its mouth.
No.
Do I see Roy? I'm in the back of the van.
Oh, yeah. If now you've made your way to the back of the van, yeah, you almost bump into Roy.
If I see Roy, I help him get the fuck in the car.
What do you do?
Open the back door.
open the back door.
For him to get in and say, get the fuck in.
Okay. That's your turn.
Yep.
The creature steadies itself with its mouth agape. The first person that it sees is Jerry. And it's very, very close to you. It almost like turns its head. And what everybody notices when it turns its head, I say head, the front half of it, it bumps up against the van. And even though it moves quickly, it lifts the van off of its side, just jolts it. And then when it finishes its motion of turning, the van settles itself back down. Everyone kind of gets shaken up from it. It looks directly at you, mouth open, and now you're face to face with this creature. And the head of the statue in it is looking at you, and you swear to God, it smiles. Roll sanity first.
An 80 on a 41.
Okay, so you are going to lose. Right? 2 points of sanity.
I thought it had a cloth on the eyes.
It did.
Is it looking at him, or like just facing? Like what do you mean?
Yeah, just like looking at him.
It's in his direction.
Just because you can, when I say you feel like it's looking at you, its eyes are completely covered. I want to make sure that that's clear. Its eyes aren't actually looking at you. It has no eyes visible, but it does smile. What it does next?
That's a break, by the way.
You broke?
Yep.
Nice.
What's this dick monster do now?
It's gonna try to bite you.
Bring it, bitch.
This isn't D&D. You can't be saying that shit.
It just did. It just did.
It's very close to you, and it moves with a supernatural speed as it tries to chomp. Would you like to roll dodge?
Yeah.
How are you dodging? Describe how you want to dodge. The door for the van is open. It's going to take a bite at you. Between you and the inside of the van is Roy. The back is clear. Your right is clear. Describe to me how you would like to dodge. And remember, the way dodge works is if you're choosing to dodge, you're losing your next turn.
I can't jump in the car because that'll get in the way of Roy.
It would be more difficult, but it would basically be tackling Roy in and you behind him.
I'll tackle him in, baby.
All right, so this is going to be athletics and dodge.
Fuck. Never mind. I was never very good at sports. Fuck, dude. I don't know. Just jump back, maybe towards the side of the car, like jumping away. I'm assuming towards like the side, like the driver's side.
Okay, so kind of
so maybe
back,
dodge,
and back
then
and over
under the fucking driver's seat.
All right, okay. Well, you're not going to be able to make it to the driver's seat,
know,
no matter what,
know,
but you'll
I
be
know,
on
I
that
know.
On that trajectory.
Yeah, dodge.
Well, no, yeah, roll dodge.
Oh, wonderful! It was nice knowing you guys. 95. It's a 95.
Roy, you see this.
Okay.
Probably better than anybody.
Okay.
The monster lunges at Jerry. The jaws clench. Jerry tries to get out of the way. But the teeth catch him in the side. Jerry, you're going to take 13 points of damage.
I'm down. I'm at 10 right now. I'm negative 3.
Never had to do this before. But we're going to have to look up some health rules when we pick up next session.
So he bit his whole side?
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.